What you do is, it's a theater that reaches the audience not because they come to see you, but because you travel all around the world to see them. It's like a theater out of a suitcase. Can you tell me, can you tell me how this whole idea started? And it's been going on for a long time.
The reason why it started in the suitcase is because we are very limited in terms of finances, and we are very well prepared when it comes to the props and to the costumes that were with us during our opening night. So everything is in our suitcases. That's why we call our theater the theater in a suitcase. We play in Polish, but at the same time, we use translations, and our plays are translated into, I think now, 8 languages. So it's great for us because our audience is getting broader.
How long have you been traveling?
It started, I think, in 1994 with the play American Dreams. We started, of course, from cities in Ontario, in Quebec, but then we were invited by other places. We played in New York, in Phoenix, in San Diego, Los Angeles, and after each show, people were saying, oh, this is the theater we would like to see more often, and having another opening night here in Toronto, because everything starts here, there are places we were invited for the second, third, etc. time. And for now, we traveled over 300 times all over the world. We play in the United States, in Europe, in Brazil, and of course in Canada, in numerous cities.
The interesting thing about it is that you collaborate with a playwright who writes plays specially for you.
We are very lucky because across the border in Buffalo lives Mr. Kazimierz Bram, who is the professor at the university. He teaches drama, he teaches playwriting, and it was such a coincidence that he found my mother, who was an actress in Slovacki theater for over 30 years, and he collaborated with her in this theater.
In Kraków.
In Kraków, yes. And when he found out that my mom lives here, he gave her his play about Helena Modrzejewska, a very famous Polish actress from 19th century. Not only Polish actress, but also she became a very famous American stage actor. Since then, he wrote for us a couple of plays. The second one was American Dreams, I mentioned, and there are a number of plays about very famous Polish immigrants. And the first play was about Tamara Łempicka. Tamara Łempicka is a very famous Polish painter. Another play was about Maria Curie-Skłodowska, Madame Curie. The next one was about famous Paula Negri, Opowieści Poli Negri, The Tales of Paula Negri, a very famous actress of the silent movie theater, very much Hollywood star. She was the girlfriend of Charlie Chaplin. She was almost the wife of Rudolph Valentino. This play is still in our repertoire, and we travel a lot with that play. We are portraying her not only as a movie star, but as a Polish patriot, as a woman, and this is very interesting, and this is my favorite role, I think. The one was Tajemnice Ordonki, about Hanka Ordonówna, singer during the war. She was singing for Polish soldiers on the exile, and at the same time she established the Polish orphanages in the Palestine, where she died in Lebanon. She was very, very sick. She was only 48 years old. A famous singer, loved by millions. She sacrificed her life for children, for helping others, and eventually it led to her death. That's why she's our hero. Everybody knows her songs, which were like sang so many years ago, But still, when we hear the songs by Hanka Ordonovna, everybody is singing along.
So in a way, you have become as if a storyteller telling about these famous Poles who are not just famous in Poland, but who are very famous all over the world. But you also come with that to Poland, right? You have become an extremely popular theater in Poland.
Yes, but I would like to mention, because it's funny that sometimes, as you mentioned, that these are women who are very famous abroad, for Madame Curie, right? But sometimes people do not know that they were Polish. So this is our goal, to make sure that we see and people will see where they come from. Yes, in Poland we perform quite often, and we just came back from Poland when we were recipients of very, very prestigious award at the place where Pola Negri was born, in Lipno. This is the place where not only Pola Negri was born, but also Leszek Balcerowicz and Lech Wałęsa. So it's such a small city, close to Torun, where Pola Negri is very celebrated. And each year there is a festival. So many celebrities are coming to Lipno to celebrate her life and work. And this year it was the third time we've been there. And we got this award, and we are very, very proud.
Congratulations.
In July, we are going back to Poland during the Pope's arrival to Krakow. We will be performing our poetry performance based on the poetry of priest Jan Twardowski.
This is actually a very special year for you, because it's the 25th anniversary of your theater in Toronto. There is a book which is going to be published, I think, which you brought in a suitcase, the first copy, is that right?
Yes, the book has been already published in Poland, and we only have few copies now, but the promotion of this book will be in Warsaw on the 22nd of July. And in Toronto, we will have the promotion of the book in Old Mill at the end of September. This book is really hard work of my mom, especially, and Beata Gołębiowska, who is the author of the book. They decided to make it more like an album and chronicle of what we've done, how it started, what we were doing at the beginning, like the more poetry stuff, and then how it developed to the full theater.
You could be, you probably would be, a theater actress in Krakow. Now, your life is so incredibly different because of the fact that you live in Toronto, but you're so fortunate to be working in your profession. Do you imagine yourself as an actress back in Poland? How do you see what happened to your life?
It's yes, this is a very interesting topic. I think about it almost every day. Sometimes I regret that I came here, sometimes on the opposite. But my life is definitely much harder for an actress in foreign country. I came to Canada. I had 3 children. I was on the verge of divorce. And it was really very tough. I didn't have any money. So the beginnings were awful. And I thought I would never be on stage again. When my mom came here to help me after 5 years, she couldn't live without theater. And she decided to establish this small form of theater back then. And she said, no, we are actresses. Our tradition is too deep. I was an actress in Slovakian theater for over 30 years. I can't live without theater. So it started with small steps. It grew to something bigger. As I said, I sometimes regret I came here, but at the same time, comparing, for example, me to my colleagues from my theater school, I think I played much more very interesting roles. I have scripts written especially for me and for my mom. I traveled a lot, hard work gives such a reward, and we don't have theater here. We don't have the building. We have much harder life than average actor in Poland, with no compensation monthly, not so ever. But still, we love it. It's love of our life, and we did it. That's why it's so gratifying. We are very happy.